In our whirlwind of readings this Easter season, we have been dragged all over the New Testament. And that's made it hard to keep track of where we are in the story, which is not helpful. Although there is a method to the madness, I will admit. Today's gospel comes after a pretty well-known passage that we read every single year on Maundy Thursday. So let's just back up a chapter to get a sense of where we are here. Shortly before the Passover, Jesus knew that his time on earth was coming to an end. So he gathered his disciples for a final meal. We might call it a Last Supper. And he proceeded to wash their feet and teach them about love and servanthood. So we're now into a series of instructions that Jesus gave the disciples that night about how to live without him. It's really his going away speech, although the technical term is the farewell discourse of John's gospel. But it's his goodbye lecture. And as usual, the disciples were a bit slow on the uptake. If you pull out your bulletin and you look at the front cover, you can see a very romanticized notion of that by Hans Holbein the Younger, who was a Northern Renaissance painter. And to me at least, Jesus looks all serene and peaceful, meditative. And the disciples at table with him just look completely lost. And to be fair, it's hard to blame them for not understanding the craziest event in human history that was about to occur. No one would have gotten it right. But after Jesus told them that he had to leave them, Peter offered to go with him and was told that he couldn't, at least not for a while. And he would indeed be put to death as well, but it wasn't time yet, because the divine plan had other plans first. So that is what Jesus is speaking into today when he tells them not to let their hearts be troubled. It was almost time for him to go, leaving the disciples behind to fend for themselves, leaving them to figure out life on their own. For the last week or so, Stacy and I have been watching a very particular mourning dove at our house. And not just any mourning dove, but one that has decided to nest on our front porch. And reading this story called to mind for me the day that is going to come soon after the babies are hatched and the mothers fed them and nurtured them and kept them safe. But eventually they'll have to make their goodbyes and fly away. And it won't be an easy life, but it's a necessary thing because there is no other way. You can see also why the first part of this passage is such a common gospel reading for funerals, because they are times when our hearts are troubled exactly the same. When time is cut short and relationships broken and goodbyes made too soon. But the good news of this is the same for us as it was for Peter and Thomas and Philip and all the others. The good news is this: death is not the end. Not for Jesus, not for us. We must not make the mistake of thinking that the resurrection was simply a display of power, a miracle for its own sake. No, the resurrection broke death once and for all. Even if we all feel like the clueless disciples when it shows up. And moreover, Jesus rose to show us the way. We really can't go where he doesn't lead us. That's the point of the passage. That is the sense in which he is the way and the truth and the life. Not in some exclusivist sense that curses all the non-Christians of the world, although this passage does get used far too often for that. And And it is also not just a simple roadmap to heaven, like no doubt Thomas wanted. Instead, the message of Jesus was this: you know me, and that's enough. So it's okay to not know what the future is going to bring. It's okay to not know where the journey is going to lead, as long as you have a reliable guide taking you there. And so I guess this is the point to mention that Jesus really was not the mourning dove outside our front door, because he didn't leave his children alone. He gave us the advocate, the Holy Spirit, to be with us forever, to continue being the guide along the way. But I have to save all that for your preacher next week. Instead, I'm going to leave you with the musings of a late medieval spiritual writer. His name was Thomas A Kempis, and he wrote this: without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. And without the life, there is no living. Amen.